So 11 May 2017 at the Logan Library with Michelle and her two beautiful babies.
Michelle Reyes used on and off for 19 years. For the last 6 years, she had been in and out of jail on various charges, some of which weren't drug-related.
And even though they weren't for drugs, I knew they were for drugs, you know, because if I wasn't on drugs, I wouldn't have made these decisions. Every time I've gotten pregnant throughout all my use, I've always stayed clean, at least through my pregnancy.
Reyes says she refused to use in the same house her children were in, but when she left to use, she would stay away for longer and longer. She found herself more absent from her children's lives than she had ever been before. After serving jail time, Reyes would begin the process of rebuilding her life, but leaving jail often left her most vulnerable to relapse.
I did really good on my own for 2 months, and I was working graveyard shifts, and I just fell back into that routine of getting high, and it was the worst year of my life. I mean, there's so much chaos.
On Easter of 2016, Reyes's use kept her from being with her children. She decided then that she wanted to get clean. 2 months later, she was charged with distribution. When she appeared in court, she was pregnant with her 7th child. She was offered the option to delay her sentence, jail time, for 8 months to give her time with her new baby. Her only other option was drug court. Judge Thomas Wilmore, the judge on Reyes's case, helped to bring drug courts to Cache Valley in the 2000s. He says that when drug courts first started to emerge in the 80s, the idea of a court that was designed to rehabilitate rather than to punish was actually kind of controversial.
You just think about that for a minute. A court that's there to solve problems. Most of the time, since the development of the criminal justice system, it's always been there to punish bad behavior, punish the breaking of the laws.
The program has 5 phases: individual therapy, group therapy, participation in Narcotics or Alcoholics Anonymous, required full-time work or school, and probation. It takes about a year and a half to finish on average and costs the participant about $3,000. Reyes says that if you're not ready to get clean, drug court can be an expensive way of setting yourself up for failure.
I looked at it as a gift and took drug court, and I'll tell you, I've never been early in my whole life. I've never made it to any appointments ever, and if I do, it's never on time. I really thought I'm going to just end up getting sent to prison. You know, because I can't do this. And I finally had to make the commitment to getting clean. I always said I wanted to get clean before, but I never was really truly ready. I got clean March 27, 2016. I've been clean over a year. And I know if it wasn't for drug court, I would have relapsed. I couldn't do it on my own. I needed these programs. My baby will never know the life of having an active addict for a mother. And I don't ever want him to have to know that.
Her family life has continued to improve since getting clean. During Reyes's last 6 month sentence, her husband had filed for divorce. Now they plan to get new wedding rings in July.
I have so much respect and love because drug court has saved my life. For me to say I have a house key again, my husband didn't trust me with the house key for years. I have a house key. My husband has bought me a car. I have a job. I have a lot of responsibility. I mean, my kids know that if I say I'm going to pick you up from school, that I'm there. And I'm there early. Hey, I hear the voice
of the preacher from the back. Andrew Dupree, a graduate of drug court, brought the idea of documenting stories like these to Randy Williams, folklore archive curator at USU. Over the last year, Williams and Dupree worked with Jennifer Duncan of Special Collections and Brock Alder of Bear River Mental Health to gather dozens of interviews like this one. You can find a link to the entire Voices from Drug Court collection at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.